John S. Doyle is here with the Cessna Papers.
The Irish Times leads with a High Court judgment delivered yesterday in which Mr. Justice Barry O'Donnell found that the state is failing to provide for the basic needs of homeless international protection applicants and is breaching their fundamental rights. Unaccommodated asylum seekers are forced to make an unacceptable choice between food, clothing or hygiene due to the failure of the state to meet its obligations to them, he said. On another page of the Times, it is reported that a Dublin-based immigration solicitor says he no longer feels safe walking alone in the city centre. Imran Khurshid received a stream of threats online after an account posted a photograph of him saying his firm specialises in getting foreigners into Ireland and helping foreigners remain here. I love Ireland and I'd never received hate or disrespect in the 17 years I've been here until now, he told Surika Pollock. Meanwhile, the Belfast Telegraph reports that posts have circulated urging people to take to the streets of Belfast on Saturday following violent demonstrations in England in the wake of the fatal stabbings of three girls in Southport. The PSNI Chief Constable, John Boucher, is quoted urging people instead to push back against what he branded as poisonous nonsense from anti-Islamists. RTE is the main story for the Irish Independent. Fionnán Sheehan reports that RTE's senior executives are paid higher salaries than many of their top 10 star presenters. Joe Duffy is now the best paid star following Ryan Tuberty's departure, but executives Adrian Lynch and Richard Waghorn follow in second and third place on the list of highest earners. Sheehan writes that the RTE annual report shows that five management team members easily fit into the real top 10 earners list. It also discloses nearly €800,000 worth of golden handshake exit payments, referred to as termination benefits, to key management personnel last year. The Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail in their lead stories look forward to the budget. In the Mail, Brian Mahon reports that families in what he calls Middle Ireland are set to benefit from a cut to inheritance tax, and he has that from what are described as senior government sources. The Examiner reports that as well as changes to inheritance tax, tax cuts for workers, a pension increase and a double child benefit payment are expected to form part of what the paper says is a pre-election budget bonanza. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror report that Gardaí are to reopen the files on the late Bishop Casey after allegations in an RTE documentary that he sexually abused a niece from age 5. The Irish Sun's front page is given over to Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch, described as mighty rowers, for winning bronze medals at the Olympics yesterday. The two also make the Independent, Examiner and Times front pages. Philip Doyle on his own, a Banbridge man, is featured on the Belfast Telegraph front page, and so is Rebecca Shorten from Belfast, who won a silver medal, rowing for Team GB. They add to NI's remarkable Olympics medal haul, says the paper.
John S. Doyle.